Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you check that out. Use them to your advantage. Having a great visit with Dr. John Huber. He's a member of our Brain Trust, chairman of Main Street Mental Health, a clinical forensic psychologist, professor of undergraduate studies at Texas State University. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, I'm going to call it the snowflake effect. You've been talking about a lot about this. We're talking about people who, like in colleges, I mean, I feel sorry for these young people in college who feel like they've got to have safe places and you can't use trigger words and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's really, we've lost our sense of humor. We've lost the ability to be Absolutely. Critical. We've lost the ability to be tough. One of the things that I tell my grandsons, John, is the world, the marketplace, doesn't even care whether you exist, let alone Amen. Whether you're successful, let alone whether you're offended or not. And that's what you have to deal with, the world and the marketplace, as rude as it may be. And if you enter the world on your own account, if you enter the marketplace under your own steam, and you're easily offended, you will not be competitive. What do you think?
I think you're exactly correct, and I'm also sitting here saying this is exactly why this generation has the highest suicide attempt rate of any previous generation.
Wow,
one in five. One in five, because they're so ill prepared for that fact that the market doesn't care. You know, I mean, it's that's what it boils down to. And, you know, they want to be coddled. They don't even know how to answer a professional telephone in an office. You know, it's really disturbing. And they're entitled. They need that corner office. You know, they deserve it. You know,
one thing I'd like to point out too, though, is when I do talk about the millennial generation, they're the ones who are in school right now. Some of them are. Of course, the Ys are coming on. They're in school right now, too, the Gen Y.
Right.
I'm sorry, Gen Z. Gen Z, I meant to say. But I like to point out that they're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're unpretentious. They're the sweetest. Probably the sweetest right. generation we've ever raised. I mean that. But they do have issues with being tough enough, and in general, we're being very general here, folks. But all we're reporting on, John, is what we're seeing, right? I mean, when you got universities where people can't debate, they can't even debate two sides of an issue because one
exactly.
side is approved and the other side is not. That's not going to help you, is it?
It is not going to help you. But at the same time, you know, as we're talking about these entitled millennials who are snowflakes, there are within the group of millennials.
Those who are snowflakes, go ahead. We need to differentiate because I know plenty of millennials who are not snowflakes. Go ahead.
I've got some that they work for me, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. You know, I say, hey, I need this report on Friday. I walk in the office on Friday, and they've given me four different versions of the
yeah.
report. Well, we didn't know if you wanted me to focus on this, this, or this, so here you go. I did all of them.
Yeah.
they're amazing. So it's not all of the millennials. It's just a large enough portion that it's making it seem like it's all of those. You know, the old saying that all the laws are made for about 10% of our population who will not just follow decency, you know,
mm-hmm.
will not be decent, moral human beings. So we made these laws, and 90% of us don't need them, but our rights are restricted because of it. We're kind
but
of
you're,
sitting
But John,
in that
you're
situation.
You're a professor. How
yes.
is this? Isn't a big part of the problem the academy?
Oh, academia feeds it. They love it because it gives academia bigger power. In fact, it's one of these things that I bash my head up against with faculty and administration all the time. And, you know, they hate the fact that I'm so popular on my campus. And at the same time, the faculty and administration are like, oh, you can't use those words. You can't say that. You can't say this. And I go, yeah, I can. I mean, I'm a licensed professor, professional, not just a professor. And this is the clinical term. This is what we use when we're in practice. This
wow.
is how
you mean
that,
so your administration is actually trying to control your words?
Absolutely.
Wow. What's an example of one of the words?
Oh, we can't use the word snowflake.
Oh, really? Wow.
But I do, so that's okay. You know, and when we talk about, for example, you know, we talk about they talk about the gender variations and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, there's two in the hospital. There's male and female, and there's reasons for that. There's biological differences between the two. And if a female has a certain pain, it may be a different thing than if you're a male who has the pain.
Yeah.
So when they come in, they go, well, I identify as a male, you know, and we're trying to figure out what's wrong. And we've had patients in the hospital who are like, oh, I'm a male, but in reality, they're a female.
That's a good point.
And we're not able to figure out what's going on. And somebody's parent walks in and, well, how's my daughter? And all of a sudden, we're like, hey, we know what's wrong with her now.
Scary times. John, I need your website quickly, please.
DrPsycho.org. DrPsycho.org.
Quick break. Stay with us. Thanks, John, for being here. Good to see you. We'll talk to you next time. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.